This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Neiman Marcus, they of the over-the-top Christmas catalogs and high-end excesses, is trying something new. The company's getting into the second-hand business. It's just made an investment in an online luxury accessories reseller called Fashionphile, because, to use the technical term, the market for used stuff is booming. Last year, consumers spent $6 billion on second-hand luxury items, a market that in just 4 years is expected to grow to $23 billion. So as Marketplace's Erica Barris reports, Neiman wants in, and it wants in now.
Neiman Marcus? Buying back used Burberry and Gucci handbags? Well, half of the retailer's customers are already reselling, says Jeff Gallick, marketing professor at Carnegie Mellon.
If their customers are doing it anyway and they're not making money, why not get a little piece of it?
Environmentally conscious consumers are a big reason why the used market is growing. Trini Ahmed is with Yale's Center for Customer Insights.
They're interested in sustainable fashion and reducing the carbon footprint. And I think this secondhand clothing trend really satisfies that need.
Then there's that social media pressure to look fresh.
Holidays, events, meals, everything, you know, didn't really happen if it's not on Instagram or on Facebook. And so with that, I think is this huge increased need to, you know, not be seen in the same clothes.
Plus, nice things are more accessible when they sell for 30 to 90% off retail.
You know, it just feels good.
Katie Campbell, a 26-year-old in Phoenix, Arizona, has gotten into buying secondhand designer shoes.
I grew up in a kind of a low-income family. You know, we didn't splurge on things like this, and for good reason. But I also grew up kind of reading Vogue and daydreaming about these things.
But top-shelf brands may not be happy about this, says Mark Cohen, director of retail studies at Columbia University. Discounts undercut the perception of these brands. Chanel, for example, sued secondhand site The RealReal, which also tried a partnership with Neiman's.
Some luxury brands might be so put off by this that they see fit to just pull the plug.
Neiman's will buy back items like purses and belts in its stores for cash. Whoever wants to buy that used purse or belt will have to go on Fashionphile's site. Neiman's is hoping customers who come in to sell you stuff will take their cash and buy a new purse. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.